Hello, friends. This is We Have Thoughts. We are three roomies who love TV, talk way too much, and every week we pick a random show that we are going to talk about and see if we're going to watch it again after today. My name is Joy.
My name is Crystal.
And I'm Anna.
And Anna. Welcome to our podcast.
Welcome to my home.
That fucking video is so funny.
Let me show you my closet. Wow, isn't that great? I love her so much.
You really do have a good, like...
announcer voice?
Announcer voice.
Like, thank presenter
you.
Voice. Like,
you could do mm-hmm. GPS voiceover.
Oh, yeah.
Turn right now.
Ho.
Bitch. I ain't never gonna stop loving you.
Bitch.
Can I do, like, a Waze? Have y'all heard of Waze?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want to do a Waze voice that's just... that tells you directions and then, like, goes into vines.
Yes, I think that would like, be perfect. Does it,
like, turn left and then, oh my god, and they were roommates.
That's a great idea, actually. Copyright that, by the way.
It's Anna's idea.
We can't use that because isn't that theirs?
Yeah. CR? Copyright? I don't know. The C in a circle.
Claimed. We claimed it.
Claimed it.
Yo, Vine, hit us up. I don't know what you are now, but hit us up.
One of the ones that's really funny on Waze is like, boy bands, like, turn left. Oh, it's so funny.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
That's funny. It's been a while since. When I downloaded Waze years ago when I was in college, and it didn't have the Denton area very well. Like, it was still new, so yeah. I was like, this isn't working for me. I need something.
Yeah. Current.
Yeah. But trendy. I could probably go back to it now, and it would be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's updated a lot.
Yeah.
So, guys, what the fuck are we talking about today?
Hawaii 5-0.
Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Season 3, episode 4. Anna.
What's it called, Joy?
They said it. Papalika? I can't remember.
It means misfortune.
Yeah, I wrote that.
Papalika.
So
I'm totally butchering this.
And y'all have seen it before? Any of y'all have seen this show before?
No.
Anna?
No.
Surprising. Yes. Anna hasn't seen it before. Amazing. You have?
I watched the first season, well, because this is the first show that Daniel Day Kim did after Lost, because he wanted to stay in Hawaii because his kids were in school, and he didn't want to pull them out. So he was like, I need a show, and like it's, I think, some of the same producers as Lost, so he stayed in Hawaii. So he stayed of Lost and then all of Hawaii 5-0. Anyways, so I started watching it because I love him, and it's Protocol, so it's pretty much predictable.
Yeah.
And
I predicted it as we were watching it. It was really funny.
Yeah, well, it's predictable. But I hadn't seen it in... I think I just saw the first season and then I got lost or confused or forgot it or something. But, so I have seen the first season.
Lost, confused, forgotten. It's a trilogy of shows.
One of my notes is, Jen never left the island.
It's true. He did not. Question.
Answer.
Do y'all believe in fortune tellers?
No.
Me neither. Ani, Nana?
Yes.
Really?
Why not? I don't know everything.
Don't believe doesn't mean I know everything.
No. I like the idea that there's something magical out there. That there's something...
Okay.
She still wants Harry Potter to
that's
be real.
That's fair. But I think in the case of fortune tellers, that's not magic. That's them being observant, knowing what body language is,
being able
to read
people. I think there are... more than there are real people that can, that are psychic, I think there's more people out there who are
very
trying to make money and are using you to do that. They may be more empathic. They may be more, like you said, observant or whatever. But I believe that there's psychics out there. I believe that there's mediums. I believe that there's, I don't know. I believe in that.
That's really interesting because, like, when I was young and before...
I never needed anyone.
Mm-hmm, true.
Making love was just for fun.
Oh, I was right there. You had it.
Damn it.
Those days are gone.
They are. Before That's So Raven, I used to have dreams and I used to think that they were visions.
Oh, my God.
And that they would come true.
That's beautiful.
I was like, I was under 10 years old. I don't remember how old I was. I was little. And some of the things that I dreamed actually not in the same way, but did come true in some other way. And I was like, oh my God, I'm a prophet. I'm Joseph. I need a Technicolor Dreamcoat. This is it.
You know, I think I told you the story about my brother, right?
There are so many stories with your brother.
Okay, about how my dream about my brother. Okay, anyways.
More specify.
So when I was having dreams of like playing in a playground with this little boy, and in the dream I don't know what he looks like. Like the sun's always in my eye, so I can't really see him, or he's far away. But this was, I think I had maybe a couple of weeks of this dream, and then a month later, my mom told me she was pregnant. And at that moment, I was like, oh my God, that's who the kid is. How I knew any of this, there's no way. Like, seriously, no way. And when he was like 5 years old, he had this like, first of all, he had a massive head. And he had this so much hair. And it was like a little bowl cut, right? Like, so much hair. And in my dream, that's what the kid looked like. So growing up, believing God and all that, there's a case for, you know, God came to me in my dream and this, that, the other. I honestly don't know what that was, but I know that I saw him before he was even born. So like 5 years prior to what he looked like, I saw him in my head. That's nuts.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's like, yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Would you say right now, do you all believe in God?
Yeah, I would.
Yes.
When we talked about this prior and something else, I think I said because the foundation is there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that will always be there. I may not be as
in practice?
Yeah. As I was young, my younger days, because I'm a little bit more jaded, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit more grown up, and I know that it's not as simple as that.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'll ever not do something with that as a foundation, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No matter how hard I try.
Same.
It's whatever,
you know? Because, like, remember when we were in Arkansas, we went to that beautiful place? I was like, oh, here we are.
Yeah.
Hello again.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we went to the Greek thing this weekend, there was a Greek festival, which was so delicious.
Yeah.
Oh, but also, God. They had a tour of the church. And so whenever we went in, I was like, oh, hello.
Yeah. It felt familiar, but also new at the same time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was nice.
It's been a while since I've been in a pew. So sorry, Lord. But, actually, sorry, Mom. But it felt familiar. So I don't think I'll ever not do anything with that foundation, because it was beat into me. Not the right word, but it was drained in my brain.
It was drilled into your
brain. Drilled, there you go, whatever.
For sure. Over and over and over and over and over again.
They opened my brain and they put it in.
I think it's a lot more complicated now that we're adults. It's not as easy as not as easy as like, here's a story. This is this. Facts.
It's not black and white. It's not as black and white.
I think as you get older, you should have but a lot of people have a very complex relationship with those things. So it's easy to say yes or no, but also there's a lot of
things
that go into it.
I can't remember who said this, but they're like, you don't have to believe in God, but you have to believe in something, because this world is too nuts. So for you to just, not, you know,
I think we're hurling around in space.
Yeah.
Just doing circles.
You know, because it's something,
mm-hmm.
you know. As long as you're not hurting anybody or yourself, to me, you're okay. You know?
Right.
So. You'd be good.
Yeah.
So back to Hawaii.
I got real serious. Why do we always do this?
I think that's kind of what I love about our podcast, though, is that, yes, we watch these TV shows, but they're like a conduit to a bigger conversation that we have.
Right.
That's true. We're singing along with something as well.
Yeah, we're either singing to something or
crying about something,
overly emotionally invested into something. Hello, my life. Yes, Anna, going back to Hawaii 5-0.
Sorry,
let's go to Hawaii. That was my immediate thought.
One of my notes is, we've always talked about, like, can we please be like on a cheesy Lifetime Hallmark show? Because we could do it.
Oh my
God. Let's do one that's set in Hawaii.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
Pay for me to go to Hawaii.
Okay, a great Hallmark movie set in Hawaii. Name, go. Think of one. Go. Mm.
Easy breezy.
No.
Cover Girl.
The Sands of Time.
Ooh,
there we go.
Yeah.
She watches more Lifetime, obviously.
I knew you'd have a good one.
An Island Love.
Ooh.
An Island of Love or Love?
An Island Love.
An Island Love.
Just they fall in love on the island.
Oh, okay.
Something with coconuts.
Written in the sand.
A tropical.
Written in the sand. That's good.
That is good.
I'm sure that's actually a movie.
Probably. Or Footprints in the Sand.
Footprints.
Oh, I think that's
a movie. Yeah.
That's like a Jesus movie.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the,
what? Back to the Lord. Thank James you.
Tropical. Psalms,
something.
Punch.
I'll take an order. Yes, please.
Tropical Seduction.
Ooh.
Oh, there you go. That's a Ooh. Lifetime movie.
Yeah, that sounds like a Lifetime movie with people of color in it. Which means it's not as bad.
by default. Oh my God.
I really want to think of one with coconuts now.
I know. I saw coconuts in my
Falling
head.
Falling for like, coconuts.
Oh my God. This is our new job.
Cocoa Hire for coconuts. Hallmark.
Please do. We're really great at this as a team. Hey, guys, solo, yeah. I'd be terrible at this.
Hey guys, so we've got a show set in Seattle in the fall.
What is that place?
Give me a title.
Title.
Seattle in the fall. Okay. Misty memories.
And there's a mystery.
Oh, okay. Misty murders.
That's it. It's Misty a series. Murders. We're ordering five.
That's a great show name, Misty Murders.
All right.
That's great.
Is someone named Misty the murderer?
She's the detective.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah.
And it's always foggy good. And dark. Yeah, hell
it's
yeah.
It's always rainy.
All right, I'm going to watch this.
I like it.
Lifetime. Hire us.
Also, this is all copyright, so
yeah.
Don't steal
Everything
it.
Is
TM,
copyrighted.
TM.
Which we can't use, I don't think.
C-Circle, C-Circle,
Don't they have that copyrighted or trademarked, that TM thing?
No, that's what you put on something for
trademark. No, like, don't they have that, like that? No? Okay. That your podcast, that says all the time. Don't they?
Oh.
Isn't that theirs?
They do say that, yeah.
Okay,
so we just said it, so yes.
What's the podcast
I feel
again?
Like my brother and me.
There you go.
I feel like our podcast is mostly, like, us getting really serious, us laughing about stupid stuff, or us pimping ourselves out for work. So, like, actor jobs, script jobs, title jobs.
Which Joy and I came up with the greatest TV show idea.
I'm listening.
During the show.
What was it?
Okay, so real quick, it's a procedural. It's nothing special.
Yeah, we're just going to be,
We'll get to it. Yeah. But the whole time I was predicting what was going to happen. And then Same. Like the next scene, it happened. And I was like, I should be a detective. And then Joy's like, you should be a detective. And so we're laughing and I was like, singing Private Eyes.
I mean, you have played Clue a lot, so.
And you I'm really what? Good at it.
Yeah. And so this is where her show
so
idea
her
comes
idea.
In.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have
Oh, she's
show.
Sitting up. It's important.
Also because I'm not comfortable. We're going to have a show where I'm a private detective who has seen every procedural show out there, like cop procedural show. And that's how I solve my crimes. Like, yeah.
Kind of like the Grinder a little bit.
This is just like the, but I, like I'm an actual detective.
But still though, it's in the same vein.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that one episode of NCIS where the guy killed the guy,
yeah.
But the girl was paying him to
or
do
like,
it.
Or like, what's the one where he's like a writer castle, and he helps her solve crimes?
I never saw that.
Okay, well he's a crime writer, and he
this
helps
is starring
the girl.
Me, so it's better.
I'd watch Anna over the guy from Castle.
No, but actually, the fact that it's super close to other things help is in your favor because you can pitch it that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the Grinder meets Castle.
They're more likely
meets
to take
Veronica
a chance
Mars.
On, they're more likely
yeah,
to
there you
take
go,
a chance on
those
it
are
when
successful.
They know. Exactly.
That's my pitch. Please, networks, call
Especially
me.
Because Castle is very went on for a long time, and then yeah, Veronica Mars is very like
cult favorite.
It's a cult favorite. So you cover those two.
Which I'm so glad
lanes.
They announced yesterday that her dad is coming back.
I thought he was already.
He wasn't in that first wave of announcements, and I was like,
I don't remember. I just heard Veronica Mars, and I was like, yes, give me all the episodes. Which I'm so excited for you to watch it, Joy.
I still have not gotten there. We'll see about the
holiday
time.
We're gonna rewatch we'll it when this. It comes, because whatever.
When we read the news, I told her, I was like, I want to put it on now and just keep rewatching it until new episodes come out. Like, just on repeat. 1, 2, 3.
The first movie. Season, definitely.
That's
the
how
movie,
much you guys
definitely.
Love it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's that
okay.
good.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Season 3, maybe not, but definitely season 1. Anyways, so you're going to be a...
private detective.
A PI.
Who uses... every single procedural ever to be able to solve her crimes.
I mean, they've been worse shows. I'd watch it.
I mean, they put the Grinder on TV, so yeah, you could do it.
It was really good in the beginning.
Sure it was.
So what I remember
sure,
about
Jan.
This show that what I love about this show when I watched initially was all the wide shots of the island.
Yes. And all the like, all the in between, what are they called? The transition shots. Transition shots. I mean, you can't go wrong. It's fucking Hawaii. It looks amazing. Right. The first thing I saw and wrote down was dumplings. Because of in those transition in the transition shots, it was like dumplings when they were out in the town.
Oh yeah, yeah.
My cousins went there last summer for vacation. Ooh. And they came back and said, you know, we said we wanted to go to a Hawaiian restaurant. We wanted Hawaiian food. She goes, it's Korean food. It's exactly like Korean food. And she's like, so we were like, oh, more kimchi. Okay. Because they are Korean. So they're like, we eat this once a week. we were so excited to try like authentic Hawaiian food. And he was like, you have to go to this. The guy told them they had to go to this place. They have the best food. They went and it was all just Korean food.
I mean, well, Hawaiian barbecue of hers is really good.
Barbecue is a little different than
Korean food. One of my best friends, Alex, her and her fiance Jessica were first thinking about getting married in Hawaii because she was actually born in Hawaii and her grandma still lives there.
That's cute.
So they were like, just keep it nice and quaint and just the bridal party and the parents and on the beach in Hawaii.
I like that.
But unfortunately, you know, financial shit, whatever. Hawaii is fucking expensive. Obviously. Yeah. And so I was like, man, I really wish that was still on the table so I could have a reason to pay for a trip to Hawaii.
Who needs a car?
No one needs a car. You know what I need? Jason Momoa.
So did you do it?
No, I didn't. Is
it too late?
No, it's not too late. There's still stuff available. The last day you can do it. Okay, so I'm in love with Jason Momoa. We know this. It's been known. And he's coming to like a Houston Comic Con thing. And for $200, I could get a photo with Jason Momoa.
Wasn't he here?
Yes, he was here. But remember, Allison was getting married the same day.
Oh, so she couldn't go. Oh, yeah. Okay, now I remember.
Allison, so, Jason Momoa.
My best friend, Jason Momoa. I couldn't do it.
Aww, so what a good friend she is.
Oh, gross. yes.
So you're going to do the meet and greet and like the hangout?
No, one? I would just do the photo because I was like, I don't have money for the whole thing.
Because you can get to lounge with him, right?
Is that what it is? I have the option of
do we get to change into our sweats and get all comfy?
Bitch, I wish.
You say lounge, that's what I want to do.
Samesies.
So I have either the option of saving up to buy a new car, which I've been doing for a long time.
And every time she gets and little bit somewhere, she blows it on something.
Concert tickets,
New York,
Jason Momoa. It's fine. I went to Fashion Week. I'm happy. I'm fine.
At this rate, she'll get a new car in
2030. Wow, how rude.
Start Flintstone on your way to work.
So yeah, I'm torn. I know the right thing to do is to just keep saving money and get a fucking car because I need a car. I don't need Jason Momoa.
He's gonna come back here.
He better fucking come back here. Ugh, bitch.
He's actually coming to Houston, not even to Tallis. So it's like
I know, but like it's really easy to get to Houston. My mom was. I know, but the point is anyways.
That's like a way to be like, oh, he's not actually coming here, so I can save money for my car. I'm trying to help you out, make your decision easier.
I mean, I know I'm not gonna do it, but
okay.
I'm just going to be like,
it's okay. There was
really upset about it for the next forever.
That's okay.
Because I missed him in April.
Just watch Aquaman. It'll be fine.
It's okay. When I was a nanny and I was making some pretty good money, I seriously contemplated spending $400 on one weekend to go up to Chicago to see a production of Carousel. I was this close to doing it. I was like, no.
Why was it ridiculous? Why was it $400?
Because I would have to fly.
Oh, okay. I was like, for a second, I thought like the tickets were that expensive. I'm like, no. Dang.
My plan was to fly
out
there.
Are you going
to
be in Carousel? Whoa.
My plan was to fly out there in the morning, see the show at matinee, and fly out that night so I could save money on a hotel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I was like, that's literally $400 on not even a weekend, a day.
A day.
$400 on one day.
I know. And I'd be spending $200 on like 2 minutes with Jason Momoa.
And I wanted to do it so bad. So bad.
I know. I really want to. But I know the responsible thing is to not do it.
Also, you're going to spend gas, you know, going to Houston, too.
Oh, that's cheap. Gas is
it's probably like
a tank and a half. Hopefully your car can make it, too.
I'm not taking my car. Oh, okay. Are you kidding?
Sorry.
Yeah. So I was just thinking about him because, like, Hawaii. He's from Hawaii. Mm. So cute. I was going through his
Instagram. So back to the show.
Back to the dumb
So whenever that guy's head got cut off, not the head did not look him look like him at all.
We were talking about that because like it incorrect. Was like they you only get a selection of like three decapitated heads. So you get a white guy with blonde hair, a white guy with dark hair, or a guy of color.
And it kind of seems to me like the guy who did the molding of the head or whatever, the person, yeah. the makeup person was like, I think he looks like this. I saw him one time. I'm not really sure. It's like kind of did a memory of his, who he thought he was.
I bet you that because it's a procedural and they do 22 episodes a year and they're on their third season, they're finding ways to cut back the budget. They're like, we used this head before. We're going to make it roll. They won't be able to tell.
Give him a new haircut. He'll be
fine. Yeah. Right.
Put on a different haircut. Wig.
Yeah.
That's so funny. And I totally Done. Believe that.
Yeah. I'm sure they did.
I would totally believe that. When they were getting the, when they were with the fortune teller, mm-hmm. When she was like, death is coming. I was like, the Grimm. The Grimm!
Oh my God. Yeah.
You know what's funny? I think that's the same girl that was in Lost. Whenever Jack goes on his like excursion or something, and he gets that, they show how he got his tattoos.
Oh, when he
I think
was
it,
in.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I think that's the same girl. I'm going to look it up, but I forgot.
The fortune teller girl?
Yeah, she was in Lost. That was like one episode.
The girlfriend.
Byling is her name?
The guy, yes. The girlfriend of the guy who got his head chopped off is Adrienne Kibel? Kibble? Mm-hmm. Whatever the fuck her last name is. But. I loved her in John Tucker Must Die.
That's yeah. her. Okay.
Because that fucking movie is so classic wow. and so funny.
Throwback.
Yeah. Her and Sophia Bush and Brittany Snow. Sophia Bush is
beautiful.
And Ashanti. Hello. She played the cheerleader.
Every time I think of Ashanti, I think of that picture.
Oh, the meme? Oh, my God. So there's this picture of Ashanti. And apparently she's like, mouth fully open, giving her all
it's
into
like
her
a couple
songs.
Of photos though.
Oh yeah,
it's like a collage of photos and her mouth is all the way open, like you can see her throat. And someone was like, what's every Ashanti song, like what song, what note is she hitting in this, like what is this?
That was her and it was. In Phuket.
Yes. I win.
That is so funny.
So
that's
this
a
theme
good
song,
movie. If you haven't seen John Tucker Must Die, yeah, go back and good. Watch that.
Recommend it. So the theme song I love when I was in band, junior high, we played the song.
What is it?
The theme song to YFFO. Da da
da da da da da da da da. Oh yeah, because it was like an old show, right? Yeah.
So I find it annoying in TV shows or movies when people say other people's names over and over again. Like Jack and Rose in Titanic.
Jack.
They say their names probably so over 100 times Agreed. Each.
Like every scene. Second. Once every scene.
And, oh, I don't know, Jack. Jack, don't make me choose, Jack. I can't believe you're talking to me about this, Jack. My girlfriend. That was like six times in one breath. Let's breathe. So and main guy did that with his mom. He said mom like 40
oh,
times.
Literally, I know. Yeah. I and like, that one we scene. Know it's your fucking mom. Like,
mom.
You told us 30 times already.
He's Australian. He's pretty.
He is pretty, but he said mom too many times. He's out.
I mean, it's
you know
CBS
who's pretty?
Show,
so. Daniel Day Kim.
The best cheekbones in Hollywood.
The They will cut you.
God. I think I wrote that.
He has
actually.
A beautiful sculpted face. I feel like I would want to sculpt his face. I would want to, like, sculpt it out of clay. Like, yeah, those ways. Oh my God, it'd be beautiful.
So whenever Steve is in his kitchen, his mom's in his kitchen. That's the smallest island I've ever seen in my life.
It was like two tiles.
It was like
wide.
A kitchen that didn't need an island at all.
Yeah.
It was weird. It was so small.
I'm really excited that Hiro from Heroes was in this. He is so
His name
is cute.
Hiro?
Yeah, his show. Name on the show was
That's
Hiro.
That's adorable.
H-I-R-O.
Hiro.
He was in the Meg.
Yeah, he was in the Meg. I was so sad about that.
So stupid.
Yeah, he gets all 5 seconds of screen time. So, I was upset.
So have any of y'all rode a horse before?
No, I think we've talked about this before. I don't know if on the podcast, but I've always wanted to. But I'm afraid I'll break the horse.
No, you won't.
So oh I'm just, God. I'm very afraid that I'm going to do these irrational things.
But you're not, though.
You don't know that? Are you
yeah,
a horse?
Yeah, I do.
No.
Sometimes. No, you won't.
Have you ridden a horse on him?
No.
No.
I think I did when I was a kid, but I don't
I think I rode a pony at a school carnival.
Yeah.
But I don't count that.
If I would like in my dreams, to go horseback riding on the beach. I think that would be really great.
I will never ride a baby horse. Or if I have any children, which whatever, I will never make them, ride the baby horses.
Yeah.
No, because it's cruel. So cruel.
Can we talk about that fake explosion, though?
Yeah.
That was the most, cheesily photoshopped fake explosion I've ever seen. Except for the one, I think, in Body of Proof. Was there an explosion in that one, too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. John Kingston died.
Yes. That one was pretty bad, too. Not as bad as this one, but still pretty bad.
So my note is, I don't know what it's for, though. It says $50. Damn.
Oh, for a psychic reading? I think she was just charging them more because, you know, they need the information.
What are Cocoa Puffs? It's not the cereal, obviously.
It looked like a pastry with, coconut.
Was it like a puff pastry with, a filling, maybe?
Oh, my God. I want a Cocoa Puff.
Oh, me too.
Like a puff of cocoa?
A literal Cocoa Puff.
So, I've noticed that in procedurals that... if it's about sports, if it has to do with sports, it's most likely cheating of some sort. Like, that person was supposed to fix the game so they can get money, or it's doping, or it's always the same two things.
Yeah.
Yep. It's true.
And you know what? It was for this one.
The second that kid walked in the scene, I was like, oh, he did
fake.
It.
Fake.
Yes. I was like, he did it. He fucking did it.
I was like, this is an exaggerated apology, sadness thing that usually, I don't believe.
And just so you know, guys, I'm horrible at predicting things. So when I predict it, it's really bad. Just so you know.
Procedurals are just procedural, so they're pretty easy to
this
get
is
to.
The middle of the season, or beginning of the season, actually. But it's after dust has settled from whatever cliffhanger was at the end of season 2.
Mm-hmm.
They've covered it in the first couple episodes of season 3, and so now they're just like, Let's just phone it in.
Yeah.
Let's just phone it in until Christmas.
Why were the interrogation rooms so blue?
Yeah.
That was weird. Was that a tactic or something? I feel like
every interrogation
blue
room
is very
has
calming.
Like has very so,
I don't know what they
that's
want.
So opposite of what they need.
They should make
they
it
need them
red.
To be stressed so they can confess.
Right?
Make it like a bright red.
Maybe they should
one.
Change a little thing on the thing and the light bulb or whatever.
Yeah.
It's so
the
blue.
They're always
change the thing on the thing to make the thing work better than the thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Fixed it.
I'm tired.
They're always blue and I don't know why. They're like the walls are gray and then the lighting is really bad. I mean, I guess it's because fluorescent lighting. I don't know. It's cheap as shitty. The police department doesn't want to spend money on light bulbs. That's fine. they got to spend their money other ways. I thought it was really funny. I think while we were watching, they're chasing the guy through the guy who set off the explosion. They're chasing him through the streets. Mm-hmm. And this older Hawaiian lady is just like, She's just like walking like normal.
We're like, she's on island time.
Completely, exactly. Completely unfazed by this crime happening
bye.
Next to her.
Get out of my way.
He was a little extra going after that guy.
He's
like,
always like that.
He's dramatic.
He's the muscles. Although I did write thank you for punching him, but I forgot what the guy said.
Who guy? The short guy?
I don't know. When Steve, the main guy, punched him, I was like, yes, thank you for punching him. But I forgot why I agreed with him.
Well, because he deserved it.
I forgot what the guy said, though, to deserve the punch.
Because he cut off his finger?
I don't know. I don't care. But I do wonder, do people in Hawaii always, wear their swimsuits underneath their clothes, all the time?
They're just ready to go always surf at a moment's notice.
Right?
I doubt it.
I'm sure if they, live on the beach and other shops are
I'm gonna
on the
think
beach,
they do.
I mean, I definitely would. I'd be like, all right, I ate. Time to go to the beach. All right, I did my shopping.
I envision it's like Superman where they just take their clothes off and they have a swimsuit at all times.
That would be great.
That's what I envision it.
So at the beginning, I didn't like that short guy. I thought he was obnoxious. But then towards the end, I was like, oh, he's actually pretty cool.
Oh, wait, he's the rational one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the other guy's extra and jumping off of fucking two-story buildings to catch a guy.
Yeah, that's...
And has whatever he's doing.
Oh, and then he walked into the interrogation room and put the gun against his cut.
Against his what, Anna?
Do you want us to pick a word for you?
Please.
Against his dick.
Against his dick.
He's pointed it right at his crotch and was like,
I was
gonna
say crotch,
tell me.
And then it was starting to come out cock, and I was like, I'm just gonna stop.
Any word is fine.
Yeah, he's always doing the most. And then Danny, the short one, he's kind of annoying, especially in the beginning, because he's like, I moved here from Jersey to be close to my daughter. So he's like, oh, the sunshine, oh, this cherries, because he's used to like the city. So he never shuts up about like, it's so pretty here. Rah, how do you live here? It's
surprisingly, so much air. He only mentioned Jersey one time.
Well, amazing. Maybe his third season, they didn't do it as much, but that was probably the most annoying part about it, is he just wouldn't shut up about Jersey. So annoying.
Oh, when he was in the interrogation room, the guy who does the most, or no, before going in the interrogation room, he was like, stop being such a girl. And I was like, bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me? Stop being such an asshole. That's not an insult. That's rude.
I've always loved their little thing when they're doing the computer and like swipe it up to the computer screen up there.
Oh.
I think that's really cool. Because when they were like, he's convicted for blah, blah, blah. And he puts a picture up in the screen.
Oh, on the big thing?
I thought that was really cool. Technology. I'm kind of sad this wasn't an episode that centered around Daniel Day Kim, because he's the gem.
Yeah, because I want to know about him. Seconds. Yeah, I want to know his story.
He left the show, right?
Him and her.
Yeah.
Him and her.
Yeah.
They both did
for a
pay disparity. Financial
pay disparities. Yes. Yep. Which, I mean, come on. Why would you not pay them more?
Just because at least when I watched it, they were pretty much equal in their...
Like screen time and stories and all that? Yeah,
in the beginning they were, to me.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Well, that sucks. But that's a whole other...
It's okay. Hollywood, I think he's better than the show anyway.
Yeah.
So...
What has he done since?
I don't know.
But he's just last year.
Yeah, it's first
year. Yeah, because I know
he's going to be in a movie that... Hellboy, right?
Oh, yeah!
Because Ed Skrein declined the role because of that. Because it was a character agent descent, and he was like, I don't feel comfortable with this. I'm declining this role. And then Daniel Kim, yes. Daniel Day Kim got that role.
Yes, that's what I was. I was like, I knew you would know.
What movie was that one?
It is Hellboy, I think.
Is it?
Yeah, with the guy from Stranger Things.
Hopper. I don't want to see it, but I like those people, so like, I have to.
I've seen the first two.
Especially since, like, Ed Skrein made, like, you know, such a...
Did that for him.
I'm like, well, I want to support that decision, because that's cool.
Yeah.
And also, whatever Ed Skrein does, I feel I need to help him, too.
I know. I really like him. Because he was in Deadpool, right?
I didn't see Deadpool. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that was him. He was a bad guy. And he's pretty good at playing the bad guy. I like him.
Well, there you go. He was pretty, too.
I wish he was... Because remember when he was on Game of Thrones? And he was Dario Naharis. For hot second, and then they fired him for I have no idea what reason. I don't think I've ever figured it out.
They never talk about it. It's weird.
I don't know what happened there. Maybe it's some like contractual behind the scenes thing that happened.
But I think it's funny how they hired the other guy, and he looks nothing like him.
I know, nobody addresses it. It's like, oh, Dario, you got a haircut, and you dyed your hair
and changed your face.
You wouldn't want them plastic surgery.
No, of course it wouldn't make sense for that show.
But at least get like someone who looks like him.
yeah.
Forgot that was him. Okay.
Yeah. So right. I like him, and I was upset when they changed him out, because I was like, he's really great, and I feel like the kind of vibe that he was giving for Dario was accurate to his character. And then when they switched him out, I was like, you just put a pretty face on it.
I kind of wonder what the show would be like had he stayed.
Better. I don't know. There's nothing that
can
shave that.
Who can tell at this point? It's too far gone.
The dad, though, of the murder guy on the show, he was the dad from Life Size. He was Lindsay Lohan's dad on Life Size. Remember?
I've
never seen that movie.
How dare you?
He has a very pinched face. He has very narrow eyes.
And a narrow nose and thin lips. Yeah.
Everything's just like right there.
He seems very focused all the time.
He used to be the actor I'd get confused with Bradley Whitford. All the time.
How dare you?
They look alike to me.
That's so funny. I could see that. That makes sense.
I know that. I know he's not, but I'm like, that's Bradley, not Whitford.
Not Bradley Whitford. The guy from Life Size.
Love you, Bradley Whitford.
Bradley Whitford light.
Yes, I do love Bradley Whitford though.
Me too.
But that's because I saw him in Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. So is anyone gonna watch Hawaii Five-O?
I mean,
starting the marathon.
If
right
it's on
now.
TV, I'll catch it. If Daniel Day Kim is in the scene,
right?
But I don't. Weren't you gonna like start watching it though at one point?
I thought maybe I would try it, but
Then Daniel Day Kim left, and there's no point now.
Yeah, it's fine.
I thought I would check it out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not against a procedural.
But you're not going to carve out time to do it.
I just want it to be good.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Like Grey's Anatomy. That's fair to say.
Is that a procedural, right? Though?
I kind of feel like it is. It's like a procedural with more... I don't know. Grey's Anatomy feels kind of like ER to me.
ER was great.
In like the way that they... It's not just about the cases, but they also delve into their personal lives. Obviously, it's a big part of it. I feel like in Grey's Anatomy, their personal lives are more a part of it than the other stuff.
I don't consider ER a procedural. And it might be, but I personally don't. I don't think it was like case of the week or whatever.
Yeah.
I love ER. And I've never seen enough of Grey's Anatomy to know.
I would say something more like House is case of the week. Because they have literally
case of the week, yeah.
Yeah, because they have the person come in and then they're all trying to figure out what happened to him. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the point of the show. And then there's a little bit of the personal stuff. Mm-hmm. With Grey's Anatomy, though, yes, there's new cases every week and new patients. But, yeah, I don't know, it's more, there's more emotional attachment to things.
Yeah, and I feel to patients like Grey's Anatomy is... Not like less about the medical stuff, but it's more so about the personal stuff.
It's a they good
just
balance.
They just happen to work at a hospital,
mm-hmm.
I think, from what I've seen of it.
Which
I just saw some of the beginning.
I disagree. I think it's a pretty good balance of both.
The only procedural I really like is SVU.
I mean, and that's a good, great one because you can just turn it on at any point Benson and it's going to be good.
Benson and Stabler for life.
Seriously.
Benson and Stabler for.
Seriously.
Let us know about your favorite procedurals.
Yeah.
Do you still watch procedurals?
Tweet us.
Instagram at us. Comment on our Instagram, please.
Slide into those DMs.
We have thoughts. Number three.
We have thoughts three.
Yeah, DM us. Cool. I'm down with that. I'll respond to you.
Talk to us, please. Follow us. Be our friend.
I'd like to know what the hell's going on with you. What are you watching?
Promote us. There's been three different times where people are like, hey, what podcast should I listen to? And I'm like, we have thoughts.
Oh yeah,
has it worked? I don't know, but you know.
I don't know. Do we have new viewers? Who knows? We have people liking our Instagram posts. Yeah. Our Instagram is at We Have Thoughts 3. So We Have Thoughts, the number 3.
It's three.
It's the same thing for our Twitter.
Yeah.
And ooh yeah. Our hashtag for the three of us is the number 3 roomies, because the roomies, obviously there's a lot of other hashtags like that, but I think us officially should the three.
Oh, is this like official?
We have an official hashtag.
Or
that we need
are
to be
we
hashtag
do it like
everything.
We did in Arkansas and it's different every time.
I like that.
No, roomies 3. TH 3 roomies.
3 roomies.
TH 3 roomies, but the E in roomies is also a 3.
Oh yeah,
we're
gonna
add
go old school.
A few more O's this time.
Yeah,
I love it.
If anyone has a better hashtag name for us, please let us know.
Just talk to us, please.
And then we'll be back next week with a very special Halloween episode.
Ooh. Ooh. Our ghost, Joffrey, will be co-hosting with us.
Special guest.
Special guest, Joffrey.
Joffrey.
Until then.
And the baby, what was the baby's name?
Ooh.
That's not the baby's
name. What's the name? What's the
we'll
name?
We'll remember the baby's name for next week.
to be continued.
To be continued. We'll figure out this ghost shit later.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.